ready to roll, rock and roll. It looks like it.
Rock and roller.
Yes, sir.
What's the payola? Yo, Main Trafford podcast episode 123. Yo, that's live.
Oh, 123.
You, the time is. We made it to a healthy sequence of numbers.
Fantastic.
Yeah. All right, you already know what time is. It's two dems. The real is back. The real is back.
Come on.
You know what it is.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it, boys. Drop the aliases.
Don Corleone. In the building. In the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Man's here, innit? Alive, breathing, well, healthy.
What more could you ask for?
Coming to airwaves right now. I was going to say near you, but it's right now.
What's going on? It's Ema G45. Welcome once again. No, that's a completely different thing. Sorry. I'm on my own YouTube thing.
Man's on the...
Yeah.
On the YT flex.
It's the G is solid. The full five is always silent. What else is there? The Black Mamba Dove. Cheetah Yam.
Yes, sir.
The Prince of the East.
Do we have to do a cheetah sound when you say cheetah?
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I don't even know what's going to come to my mind. I'm thinking about, like, you know when the movie starts in MGM?
I really don't want to hear
that lion's getting...
What is a cheetah sound?
I don't think they have a specific sound. I don't know.
It's just a wild cat.
Fair.
Wild cats everywhere.
No,
you won't hear no complaints from me.
No Zach and them.
No Zach.
Hey, I saw a clip of him doing that bit on it, and he was getting in, you know.
Yeah, he was getting busy.
He was on his knees.
Nah, do you know what? For all jokes, like, they were entertaining films from our childhood. Like, I don't hate them. I think two, I rather enjoy two.
Yeah, two's not bad. One aged a bit, but two's all right.
Two. They were getting busy on that Work It Out song.
They were really going, they were really trying their very best to change the whole setup of school kids.
What do you mean?
That's the first time I noticed Vanessa Hudgens. That's the first time a lot of people noticed Vanessa. Yeah. That's the first time awakening. A lot of people noticed Vanessa Hudgens, yeah.
I want you to tell the people we back up.
Nowadays, they got Euphoria, innit? They got Euphoria to fill that.
That is a weird thing to, like, oh yeah, this is what we're going to grow up on.
You guys watched it?
Sydney Sweeney.
That's a wild show.
Nah. What is it about?
It's basically American Skins.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to describe it.
What's that about?
You know how Skins is just like drugs, sex.
Yeah.
And just being in high school / I don't know if they're in college or uni.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just an Americanized version of it. Zendaya's in it.
Okay.
That Sweeney girl's in it. I can't remember. Sydney Sweeney's in it.
Double deed him and unneed him.
Condensed milk. But yeah, it's all right. It's an okay show.
Okay.
But yeah, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about High School Musical. That's how we got onto that topic.
Let me get the topics up.
Hit me with the first one.
Would you guys do a 4-day week? 4-day work week?
Oh, they better. And listen, everyone who's involved in that experiment, you work your asses off. Like, I don't care. Prove that there's no productivity doesn't drop off. It's vital. This could be one of the most important things to ever happen.
Doesn't make sense.
Why not?
You have to include all businesses as well.
Oh yes, no. But then I think
if it's just a small sector, then
I hear what you're saying.
But everybody's still gonna do.
I don't think they're expecting all businesses to be able to do it. No one's expecting, like, if you work retail, it's still going to be the same. That industry is not going to change because it thrives off of being able to be open close to 7 days a week. But say, for example, if you work in, I don't know, what sort of industry would you say? Even for, like, people working in office environment, it makes more sense. Like, bank holidays are fine and you don't really notice less of a productivity. In fact, if anything, on a bank holiday week where I've had the Monday off, I'm probably more productive.
And them man use a Friday like it's kind of a throwaway day anyway.
Anyway, exactly. Like, most people don't work, or the intensity of work on Friday drops off dramatically.
Because they use the Thursday as, like, the work go out day, and then the Friday is like, oh, haha, everyone's in hungover.
Yeah,
chilling.
Well, Canary Wolf, they don't even be like, Friday's not even a real day. Like, you're just there. You're just there to show face, but they've all gone out on the Thursday, and everyone's hungover on the Friday. You might as well get rid of it.
The only reason why I say Eman's correct. It's specific because even my job, I don't think we could do it because our team is an international team. So if it was a thing worldwide, yeah. But on Friday, we just get a whole bunch of emails from a whole, you know, across the world.
This is going to die. This is going to die. This is one reason why I don't book this particular.
I swear you've beefed this mic, Bears.
Not just this one, that one as well.
Are they both?
That mic is out.
Listen, I'm. Oh my gosh.
Use the water bottle to hold it up somehow.
Make it make sense, bro.
You have to balance. Yeah, you might have to balance the water bottle on it.
Nah, I think the left hand will do the job. Pause.
I don't know about fair,
but yeah, my department, it won't work. What about you? What your type of work, Eman? Would it work if you were to make it 4 days instead of five? Would that increase lead times? I feel like it'd fuck shit up.
Without any slander, no.
It just wouldn't work.
It never.
Fair enough.
It wouldn't work because of the customers that we have to provide for.
Yeah.
Not consumers, customers. So consumers meaning like the one individual, and the customers meaning like the corporations that deal with houses, you know, building up apartments in London, so on and so forth. Mm. So no. In terms of production, never. The office, without slander, no.
Office could work?
Nah. Nah.
But it just depends where you work, innit?
Yeah, I think office. It's all dependent on what industry you're in. I don't think it's meant to be for all industries. And to your point, like, I think they just figure a way to work that out. Like, a lot of countries are different and have different practices. Do you know what I mean? As in, no country is the same. I feel like America's off every 2 weeks because of some holiday.
Because they work for a bank holiday.
Yeah, I find it kind of funny, but I find it kind of sad as well.
What?
How they have so many bank holidays? Or just the whole 4 day work week? That.
Yeah, thing. Man. When they have their bank holidays, then man, they just, you know, they have a dream, and then the next thing, they're just doing them in it. You know?
It's sad because that country is a hellhole. In terms of their employment and how it works and the limited amount of time off that they give their employees anyway.
Well, they have like 10 days, isn't it?
Yeah, they expect you to run into the ground, man.
Yeah. I'd like to do 4 days.
Some
personally.
Of the dreams, they dream of dying, some of them, man, because of like how hard
what
they
is
work.
It? It's capitalism, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I don't think it's capitalism. I think it's just the best that we've ever had.
What?
Yeah.
Was it? So I didn't quite. No, I'm saying I didn't quite catch that. What do you mean?
I'm quoting lyrics, man. Don't worry.
Oh, best
I. I'm quoting lyrics.
You gotcha.
Don't worry. Did? Indeed.
But in terms of capitalism, nah, it's not the case. It's just if you really want to look into it, it's legislation and how it's set. So, there are some ways to actually help employees, which is to unionize.
Mm.
And once that is in place, then there's a lot of safeguards that companies can't actually run these individuals to the ground.
Right.
More importantly, I don't think it's capitalism, it's just selfishness. Because capitalism builds a nation in a proper way. It's just that people take elements of capitalism and they just magnify it to not what the whole concept is itself.
Yeah.
So if it's selfishness, for example, I was looking at West Coast Customs and...
exhibiting them, man.
Yeah, that's Pimp My Ride. But then they obviously turn around and did
your dog.
Thing.
I heard you got a fridge. You like fridges, so we put a fridge in your car.
That's
Oh my god, you got the LED lights. Ah.
Tiffany Haddish was on an episode. Fun fact for you
no
guys.
Way.
Yeah,
mad. I was looking at the actual.
It's just
what the fuck?
Lord have mercy, bro.
Peace by peace.
I don't know what's going on here, yeah. I'm really holding on to this thing.
Jesus Christ.
I can't believe it.
Bit by bit, it's falling
Yo,
apart.
Yo, that is fucked.
Yeah, we should book room 38 from that one, Steel.
Nah, we're never coming back in here.
This is
you know what? Yo, Pirate, get your game up, man. This is a fucking joke.
This is why I just say 38. Yeah, I really...
Yeah, hey,
you know what? We're a podcast of a reasonable size with some, you know... A little bit of reach. Pirate, what is this? Room 37. Get your game up, man.
Make it happen, man.
This is embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
This is the clip for this week, and we're at Pirate.
Yeah. joke.
They be emailing me every time we've had a session, like, oh, how did you find it? After this, I'm giving you a one.
Listen, if we come here,
I've already told them to fix it as well. Mugs.
Listen, if we come back here and our crows don't work,
you see, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm blaming you two.
Listen, this is what I'm talking about. Selfishness. They're just taking the allocation of money and then putting it somewhere else. Anyway, back to West Coast Customs. The guy would make so much money, over promise and overwork all of his colleagues, not pay them enough, and then not put the facilities to actually make sure that these individuals can thrive in just in their certain sections. So if somebody's an electrician, it's not they're doing three cars and they have to finish those three cars within 3 days. Like, they might be four other individuals. If you look at Yanomize is probably the best example, because he hires more individuals to facilitate how many cars he can wrap, how many customizations that he can do. So it's not just the two individuals. I don't know if they're Nepalese, but if they kind of look like Nepalese, the two Nepalese individuals, it's not just them just rapping. There's a whole array of, like, there's a whole team. Whereas West Coast Customs, it's just take the money, put it in my pocket, fat of my pockets, fat of my situation, and then everybody else work hard because you work for me. So in the United States, it's completely different. There's no legislation like that to actually be put in place to say that, yo, you guys really need to make sure that everything's in place.
Just protect the people, innit? That's all. That's all. Like, that's how I see it. You know, at the end of the day, they're the ones that are going to be working. So things like 4-day weeks, I reckon you'll see crazy shit, like people's mental improve. I do think we'd see an increase in the output that people will give. I think people might start to give a shit a bit more. And it's just nice to have a longer weekend.
It will definitely become a thing, because, like, in this post-COVID world, which we're going to call, like, they dropped the whole, you know, everybody working offices. So it's going to be down to the company you work for. So you know how this hybrid working now is kind of a thing now. Yeah. Where there's companies who just completely sold off all of their offices and told people, look, you're working from home from now on. It's definitely going to become a thing. It just depends. I don't know if it will ever become a universal thing.
Why don't you just... I mean, well, before, I know in Islamic countries, Friday is like Sunday to us. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that's their Sabbath. They just shut off. They don't work. Why don't we just do the same thing in the UK? Just shut everything down.
I saw somewhere that said that they're going to change that.
What?
I could be wrong.
In the Islamic countries?
I saw something in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates. I think they're going to change it. I could be wrong. I saw somebody that lives there post it. I think they're changing that.
Cool.
But then again, it would make sense if Dubai did it, because it's kind of a more westernized view of that kind of thing. So I don't think it's a whole... Don't quote me on that. But I did see someone say that it's
going to change. I don't think we could necessarily just shut down. But I think... I get it, because there is an element of it that would be unfair on everyone. As in, certain people in certain industries won't be able to take advantage of it. But I think it wouldn't be possible just to shut down the whole, like, you just miss out so many parts of the economy.
No, before Sunday was closed, like, every shop was closed.
I see what you're saying,
I'm not saying shut down the economy.
Yeah.
You can't do that. But I'm talking about stores, like, everybody just shuts down, just, you know, you do your, like, Sunday just being a day for yourself. I think that would probably be a lot more better than having a 4-day weekend, because... You have to
In what sense? Because you arguably, we already have that.
Places close at like 5.
Yeah.
Stores close at 5. People don't really have plans on Sundays, really.
Yeah.
People typically don't go out on a... If you go out on a Sunday night, what are you doing?
That's so risky.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Go karaoke, bro.
What was I going to say? Let's get into the important part.
Go down to the big
What set. Day would we prefer it to be? Would we rather have Friday off or would we rather have Monday off? I'll kick off proceedings. I'd rather have Monday off.
I think Monday gets a bad rep. I don't like Mondays either, don't get me wrong. I feel like we say Monday is the worst day of the week just because it's the day that starts the week. If we take it away from Monday, Monday will not become Tuesday. So everybody will hate Tuesday.
No, I don't think it, but I think the perception on Tuesday will be less harsh, because the prime example of this is bank holiday weeks or weekends where you've had the Monday off. I don't look too badly on the Tuesday. I'm all right with going back. You know, it'd be nice to go back into work.
You
know, at that point, you've had that extra day to kind of mentally prepare. I feel like
you probably go out Saturday. I don't think the way people view Sunday would change that much. So you'd really use the other 2 days. You'd use Sunday and Monday to probably relax, and you'd go out Friday, Saturday still.
Right.
That would still be the case. I think going into Tuesday, people wouldn't view it so harshly.
Fair enough. I think I'd probably pick Friday just because it's just nice to have those 3 days in concession. But again, it's still technically the same thing if it's Monday.
Yeah.
And you avoid the whole Monday fatigue.
Yeah.
So, or you could do a wild card, take off a Wednesday. Tuesday, then chill.
Don't make Thursday, it the middle Friday, of the
week. Then chill for 2 days.
It would be so good. Yeah, but then
it does inconvenience a lot of countries as well who are not doing the 4 day weekend.
But countries all around the world are different and have their different ways of working. I think people would just understand it. Like, it'll just become that thing, like,
CS,
I think
a lot of Spain, isn't it? They take off an hour at 5 o'clock, is it? There's nationwide siesta.
It's like 2 o'clock.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Really pissed us off because we're looking to go to the shops. Most shops
everything
are closed.
Done.
What's going on here? Oh, yeah, we're going for a nap.
Ooh. Yeah, siesta, baby.
Yeah.
They kind of now enforcing naps into the workplace. Or not enforcing, but it's an option if you want to take it.
Imagine they come around to your desk. Oh, you go to sleep.
Nap.
Now.
Now. An hour later.
Wake up, motherfucker. Sleep time's
over.
Wake up, little nigga. Hey. It'll be good. It'll be good, but we'll see what happens. I don't know if it will become an actual thing, but it was just interesting.
Yo, everyone who's involved in that experiment,
keep fighting the good fight.
The grind is now.
Yeah.
For the betterment of the people.
Guys, how did Gunner outsell the weekend? Can someone explain?
I've been trying to work this out all weekend.
I know how, but I'm just curious to know if you guys know.
Yeah, his album has more songs on it, doesn't it?
Who, Gunner's?
Yeah, than The Weeknd.
Yes.
He also had more features.
Yes.
And I really think the Push and P meme put that album into another realm than it originally was.
She ain't lesbian for P, she turned pesbian.
She on her knee. That, listen.
What does pesbian mean?
Means nothing. How did no one pull him out the studio?
Nah, she play. She play. She lesbian, but she play.
Is that what that means?
She play.
Hey, can someone talk to Young Thug, please? What's going on?
Oh, no, man.
Okay. I just fuck a cup of water. I did. Get out. It's actually a bad song, but I love it.
It's so bad that it's good. It's one of those songs.
Do you know what Pusha P means, though?
What does Pusha P
even mean?
He doesn't
even know himself.
I saw the interview and I was like, yeah, so he don't know what
he
it
is
means.
Off a perk in that video as well.
So,
yeah.
So in Gunner's definition, pushing P means just keeping it.
It's player.
almost keeping it trill, keeping it good. Just being confident in everything that you're doing, but more importantly, just doing it in style. Just, you know, pushing P. You're pushing it player, you know. Just keep it P. But the definition of the Urban Dictionary, boy.
What's the definition of the Urban Dictionary?
Two heterosexual males kissing anuses together.
Is that what pushing P means?
No.
That ain't P, y'all. That ain't P.
That's P.
That is not P.
He is so off a perk in that video. Oh my God, it's funny.
I love the Young Thug video where they go off the jet, though.
Like, my fan said, my fan said that ain't P.
You see this, Alex? My fan told me you ain't P.
Thug is hilarious,
he
man.
Kills me, man.
The best Thug video is when he got caught cheating and then he was recording himself like, all my fans want us to get back together. And then he paused, did like a panoramic view of his whole outfit, like was like, make sure to get the Balenciagas in. And then he was like, oh, nah, but baby, let's try to get back together. Who in an apology video shows their whole outfit? Like, what?
He's just
what's the point?
He's an alien.
I
said that's P. You know what it is? So with this situation where he's outsold him, there's a few things. But I think Gunner definitely deserves a lot of recognition and a lot of credit for what he's done, because I think that's the best numbers he's done yet as well.
Yeah.
So, and it just shows how popular he is in the US and how basically how rap is still the number one genre. For the weekend, it's a mix of things.
What did After Hours do?
After Hours in 400K.
What the fuck?
So what happened, well, this is what I'm hearing has happened, is basically there was a rule. So, well, this did happen. There was a rule change. So there was a rule change maybe midway through 2021 where they've taken off merchandise sales and concert sales. So those two have been stripped off of album sales. So the sales for After Hours were slightly more than usual because of that. And without those extra caveats and the fact that After Hours was sold physically as well, After Hours would have done, if it was just digitally only how Dawn FM did, After Hours would have done the exact same numbers as Dawn FM.
Oh, okay. So this is just his realm, really.
So essentially, this is more or less his level in the new streaming era. Obviously, he would have done more if he had physical, but Gunna didn't have physical either.
Mm.
Gunna and Weeknd did the exact same things. They just did digital only albums, and they both discounted their albums. So it's definitely a like for like comparison.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
I wouldn't even say it's. I couldn't even point to quality because, I mean, we did our reviews last week. Was it last week? It'd have been the week before. I wasn't particularly crazy about either album, so it's not even a case of quality for me. It's just it was very shocking to see that. And the Weeknd's coming off probably the biggest period of his life.
Yeah.
Blinding Lights was one of the biggest songs.
Do you know what I think? Also, a good comparison. A good comparison would be, you know, when Ye put out Graduation.
Yeah.
And Graduation was, at that time, in fact, probably still to this day, his best period commercially. Mm. Like, he had Stronger, he had Flashing Lights, he had a whole bunch of hits on that album. He sold 800K, maybe even more, 900K.
This is when he went head to head with 50.
Yeah, and he completely washed 50. Next album.
I don't say that, completely washed him.
Wasn't it by nearly 200,000?
No, it's actually quite close, actually.
Oh, was it close?
Let's just respect 50.
It was like 100K difference.
It's not 50, bad.
And then he put out 808s next, which is super experimental, super left, and not as charty. And I feel the same way with Dawn FM. Dawn FM isn't as charty. It's quite experimental. As After Hours is more of like a bigger, further reaching project. So that's why I think there's also the disparity, because I loved it. If you look online, it's quite mixed. But when you look critically, it's critically acclaimed. So I think he lost that extra element. If he had put out After Hours 2, I think he would have sold more.
Yeah.
So I think that's my explanation as to why I think he didn't sell as much as Gunna.
I get it. It's interesting. It was a very interesting battle, and I just did not expect it to go that way.
I was completely just shocked.
Purely because of the fact that, you know,
it's more impressive for Gunna, you know.
100%. Like, he has to take that as a massive win.
That's P. That's P.
That might be the most P thing to ever happen.
It really is. Like, you got to give him credit. Like, people looked at him almost like he's one of Thug's, I don't know, like miniature people, like one of his followers. But he definitely stepped into his own and claimed.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It'll be interesting to see if there'll be any more of those sort of situations this year, which I'm sure will.
Maybe, because even Adele didn't crack a mil.
Yeah,
and we didn't really speak about it. We were certain
that would happen.
Yeah. So these new rules have definitely cooked things a little bit. So
I think I don't think they should have. I don't know. See, someone really rigged the game, and I think
it was Frank Ocean.
No, it wasn't Frank.
It was Travis Scott.
So Travis, but there was a week. So Demo Lanes and What's It didn't go number one. But the album that did that particular
they did a madness, didn't
finessed
they?
Finessed it.
Yeah, and that's
what changed the rules. But I don't think it's something they should have got away with. I think they should have put more stricter rules on it, because it's just more interesting for us. And it is nicer to see, yes, it is inflated numbers, but it just makes it more interesting.
Yeah, I understand.
I think it's a more accurate reflection as well. If I want to buy a T-shirt and I get the album with it.
The album is still there.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, it's...
Was
it's,
it Nicki Minaj?
Well, Nicki came out crying about it because Trav did it. But that was... She did the same thing, so I don't really know why she was so hype. But that... I mean, you know how Nicki be.
It was Jay-Z.
Which one? The Samsung deal? Where he sold it 500K to...
Rihanna did the same. RIA said, we ain't recognising this.
yeah, it was a Samsung. So they attempted to do that, and of course... someone tried, well, of course, everybody tried to buy it 20 times.
And really first week.
Yeah.
What was the one when you two, we just woke up and the album was on our phone? And it wasn't deletable.
Yeah, you couldn't get rid of it. Brazy. Capitalism, baby.
That was sickening.
I don't care what sort of deal you guys have going on. I ain't listening to that album.
I ain't listening to no Bono. Get that shit off my phone. That ain't P, y'all. That ain't P.
What's their most popular song?
Who, You Too?
Yeah.
Oh. I know A Beautiful Day. That's the only one, but that's because of football.
Oh, it's okay. A beautiful day.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Them white boys are getting in.
Yeah, they be getting busy. And every time I close my eyes.
Who's that? That's not them, is it?
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't know.
And I miss you, babe. Yeah. And I don't want to miss a thing. I don't know who that is.
I just remember that from that film Armageddon. What?
It was Armageddon.
Yeah, it was a song for that film. Because Liv Tyler, the actress in the film, her dad is the lead singer of the band that sang it.
Oh, fair enough.
Do what you want with that information.
There you have it.
There you have it, folks.
But yeah, no, shout outs to Gunner. Shout out to the Weeknd.
Congratulations,
as well.
Man. Yeah, shout out.
There's to no
man.
Real.
There's no shame in being number two, really. I mean, he's still a premier artist, and his tour is gonna do bonkers numbers when he's allowed to officially do it.
Oh, yeah,
at the
100%.
End of the day, he still has some of the biggest songs of 2020 and 21, so he's fine. I don't think he's crying right now, and he's with Angelina Jolie. So,
speaking of numbers, yeah, 70 billion. Mm. If I gave you 70 billion right now, what would you use to spend it on?
I'll buy an island. Then, yeah, man, I'll build a church.
Eman Island.
Yo.
Boy, listen, if I have 70 billion.
You can't really even think what you'd like. If that enters my account, XRP, I don't even know what you do.
Boy. I'll exchange it. Flip the money.
Whip and flip the work.
Of course.
NFTs in that?
No, not NFTs.
If I hear one male person say that word.
NFTs are just French tulips.
French tulips.
Yeah.
And gorillas. The reason why I said 70 billion is because Microsoft have acquired Activision Blizzard for 70 billion.
Yeah. Is Activision worth 70 billion?
Cash.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe not.
Probably sit like not too far away.
Not too far away.
They make a lot of money. Candy Crush, but they Call said, of Duty.
Yeah, they said cash. We'll give it to you cash right now. They said, yup, let's do this.
It's a very, very interesting deal.
Yo, yeah. Bill's getting busy, man.
Oh, they ain't playing. Nah. And they ain't playing on two fronts. They ain't playing on the gaming front. It's interesting. It's quite interesting because for a few years now, Sony have been really killing it with their... they've been killing it from the beginning of since they've come about. Like they've basically dominated the console industry, and the games, the exclusives they've had have wiped Xbox off the face of the earth. Like there's so many. There's God of War. There's so many.
Yeah.
Whereas Xbox now only has maybe like two console sellers. So that's Halo and Forza. Mm. So what that's done now, now that they have Activision, they have Call of Duty, they have Diablo, they have a whole bunch of different third party games that they can potentially say, you know what, Sony, you had these lot before, we shared them before, you're not sharing them no more. Yeah. It's ours now.
I don't think they would do it. They won't do it.
The CEO came out and said that they're going to honor the current, it was very well worded. He said they're going to honor the current contracts and the games that are out now will continue to be cross platform. Mm. But there's a big chance they could turn around for the next COD and say, nah.
Yeah.
This is Xbox exclusive.
Xbox exclusive.
Would that switch up, do you think? I mean...
Man singing the Halo. That song is hard, boy. What are you going to say, David?
Do you think that will... Would you get an Xbox if they did that?
No, because I don't play COD. So this still doesn't affect me personally. But what I think is super smart, which is going to lend to what Eman's going to explain about the metaverse thing. Mm. The reason why this is so sick is because... The only good thing that they have now, so basically whenever a console comes out, Sony always wins as far as Sony versus Microsoft.
Yes.
But Microsoft have a thing called Game Pass, which I said in the chat, basically is like a Netflix of gaming. You can go to a shop, say, hey, I'll pay £30 a month for your console and I'll have access to hundreds of games.
Yeah.
As opposed to you going to a shop, paying £400 for a console, then paying £50 each time you want a game.
Wait. How does that Game Pass work?
So the Game Pass is they sign you up for 2 years. And you pay £30 a month, nothing up front.
Do I have to buy the console?
The console comes. You just pay £30.
£30.
So yeah. If I pay £30 a month, I can get an Xbox. Oh, it's clean.
And the model is sick because it saves consumers money.
In other words, it's like Netflix. It's like the Netflix of gaming. More importantly, it's environmentally friendly. You don't have to buy several plastic covers,
absolutely,
discs, and all this other stuff.
And what, Xbox is backwards compatible as well, isn't it?
Yep.
How far backwards?
From Xbox One.
Oh, you guys have never
seen Xbox One.
As in the first Xbox. Sorry. Oh, not Xbox One. Me. The first Xbox. It's a brilliant. It's a fucking brilliant model.
I'm out here.
And you know what's so funny about
this? Wait, when did this come into effect?
It's been like that Xbox One. Yeah.
So who do I have to go to get this?
Anywhere that sells them, but they're quite rare to get right now. But they become more and more Morrison's. Available.
Who?
Morrison's.
One thing I was going to say quickly before we get into the bigger Microsoft issue is more so that Sony have been really anti consumer.
Yeah.
So they've not allowed backwards compatibility from PS4. PSN used to be free.
Yeah.
Now they've charged for it. So they've done a whole bunch of stuff that really hasn't been, because they're in the lead. They don't care.
Yeah.
But now with Microsoft doing this, they're telling Sony, listen, fix up, boy, because we're coming for your food.
I can't believe it. I'm getting an Xbox.
Hey man, Halo bangs. So
that
I don't blame
too
anybody.
Clean.
And Sony will copy it, obviously, because it's such a good
backwards
idea.
And all I have to do is pay for 5 months.
Yeah, bro, it's a good idea.
Boy, listen. It's,
and Sony will definitely steal it.
I need to find someone that does this. Then
they did they were the first ones to do the style of like a Nintendo Wii, like interactive playing.
Yeah.
I don't know what the game was.
Wii is one of the biggest letdowns ever.
This was PlayStation 2.
The one thing. I forgot what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
They were the first ones to do it. So in terms of like the whole, I don't want to say metaverse, but virtual reality, I think they are probably trying to hide something away to try and shock Microsoft. But the fact that Microsoft has spent $70 billion on
just content.
Yeah, just content alone, I think they can easily blow them out of the water. Because now it attracts more consumers. PlayStation is it PlayStation or Xbox? They're not producing any more consoles. One of them is not producing any more consoles.
No, they're both are. They're both
okay, cool.
It's just that I think they're putting out less PS5s to deal with the demand, the fact that people can't get them.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense. Why would you make that people want them and they're making
I think less. They could. I think they could sell both, but I think the fact that there's so many PS4s out and people are still buying them, they can still sell them. Yeah. Whereas a PS5 is slightly rarer to get.
Who's still buying a PS4?
People are still buying them. You go to Nigeria, people are still buying them.
Okay.
Yeah. CX.
The man in Kex.
Yeah.
But I get, okay. So why is the PS5 so hard to get?
PS5 is hard to get because of the whole issue of it launching during COVID. So people couldn't go out to stores to get them. So they're only selling them online. Okay. So it created a whole bunch of issues, which has kind of been a snowball effect. You can still get them, and it's slightly getting easier.
Okay.
But you have to be very alert. You basically got to get it as soon as it drops type thing. It's basically like getting sneakers.
No, I'm not trying to get involved in that.
Same with the Xbox a little bit. You could get an Xbox Series S if you go to a store right now, but you can't get Xbox Series X.
Okay.
But either way, the Game Pass idea is a genius idea.
Yeah,
but
no, that is brilliant.
I think they're definitely doing this not to compete with Sony. They're doing this to compete with fucking Google. They're doing this to compete with everybody who's doing this metaverse race.
Yeah.
They're doing this because they want content. They don't really care. The gaming industry isn't that deep. They can still make peace from it.
Mm.
But it's not as lucrative as you're talking about this metaverse idea that they're going to push, because they can get Oculus Rift to produce their headsets. They can, and Game Pass is also on PC as well.
Mm.
So it's a way bigger fight than what people think it to be, than it's just being a Microsoft Sony thing. It's
that
way bigger than
incredible.
That.
So if it comes to Sony, great, but I'll get an Xbox because of this. That is brilliant.
Go for it. They got good games. I probably will get one at some point. I miss playing Halo.
I think it's just the backwards compatibility, which has really sold me.
Mm.
If it can go all the way back to one, I could play SmackDown vs. Raw 2007. Like, I'm enjoying.
It's 15 years.
I'm up. I want you to tell the people.
Why don't you play 2K?
Nah, them games are trash.
I've not played any of the new ones.
Nah, don't waste your time.
I can tell you that.
I mean, I played one, like, I played it when 2K just got it. Mm. And that was a while ago, so maybe my opinion on it, but I wasn't
pleased with the change. It was made, it used to be made by a company called THQ.
Yeah, I remember those days.
But yeah, I really enjoyed those games fondly. It might be a case of I played them and then I'll be like, this is fucking shit.
Yeah, I played back San Andreas recently. It's still great, but it aged poorly.
The old one?
San Andreas.
Sorry,
GTA San Andreas.
Yeah.
The one that they put out again. I played it.
Okay. Is it remastered, is what you'd say?
Kinda.
Yeah.
But it is still a classic.
They're doing everything but releasing the new GTA.
Take Two are savages, man.
What's going on at Rockstar?
I don't know. I don't know.
Bully 2. They've got the voices now.
I don't even know if that's coming out, boy.
Because they've promised that for years now, decades.
Bro, Rockstar, are the biggest. Thing is, they used to be the guys. Everybody, and don't get me wrong, on a money level, they are. But I feel like consumers are beginning to turn their back on them because they just become super anti-consumer. Like, everything that they put out is GTA Online and you have to pay money for shit on there. That's the only way you can play their shit.
I feel like they're missing a trick here. People clearly want a new GTA. You've got a massive fan base who would love a Bully 2.
Yeah.
One of the...
classics, man.
Nah, for real.
They've got too many classics. They don't put out games that much anymore. They used to put out games every other year. Now, in the past 10 years, maybe even 12 years, they've only put out 2 games. And the 10 years before that, they'd put out like 20 games.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's quality crazy. Over quantity.
It is quality, but again, it's GTA Online. That's where it all changed.
If that next GTA is bad,
it'll still sell. That's the problem. It'll still sell. I just hope
they won't get this luxury again. Is what I'm saying.
We'll see. Let's just hope if Microsoft buy Take Two, it's over for everybody.
Let's get to cooking.
It's over. If they get Take Two, brother, you might as well just shut it down. You might as well shut it down. What else is on our list of things to talk about? There's a few things. You wanted to talk about the NHS email.
My time is now.
My time has come.
Well.
Shout out to Dr. Thugonomics John Cena.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but pretty much we had a discussion. Was it episode 119?
Possibly.
119 or 11 or 120. Maybe one of those two episodes. We had a discussion. We were basically talking about how the government attempting to mandate vaccines for everybody, whilst some people may not necessarily want them because of fear or allergic reaction to certain chemicals and ingredients in the vaccine. So Demi was with full force saying that if you don't get it, it's your choice. Haha, if you lose your job, haha. Yeah. And I was like, well, it's kind of mean. But I had a deeper thought about it before everything else had happened. So I was thinking there is 1.3 million workers currently at the moment within the NHS. If 1% of workers refuse to get the vaccine, that's 13,000. That in itself could bring the NHS down completely. Just 13,000 workers. And that's including doctors, including nurses. And this is not just specifically in one city. This is all over the country.
Mm.
And it could be very much a detriment to the NHS. And already they're dealing with backlog of appointments, surgery, treatments, so on and so forth. And then, of course, on top of that, because we have a nation that's filled up with a high obesity level and also we have an Asian population, it creates even more problems. So Sajid Javid went up and said, how can we mandate the vaccines live on TV, on Sky News specifically, and everybody was silent, which I thought was kind of strange. It was very surreal because the fact that they just silent, I thought a lot of nurses would have just turned around and said, we should vaccinate these people. We should go ahead and do this.
Right.
One doctor came out and said, nah, we don't want to do this. I have many doctor friends, colleagues who are doctors and some who are nurses who don't want to get the vaccine because we believe that natural immunity is far better than the vaccine. And plus you also don't have the facility to compete with natural immunity by having to vaccinate people every single month. just to get the same level of immunity. Something I've been saying. Anyways, not only that, there's also another doctor that came out and said that we shouldn't get the vaccine. As of yet, she's only going to push the vaccine once she has more information on the vaccine, because this is something that's brand new. So she doesn't want to do that to her clients, her patients, because if she does that and something happens to them, then she would be liable in some way, shape or form. Of course, with the way the laws have been set up to speed run this vaccine, it's in favor of the doctors rather than the actual patients themselves. Anywho, the government right now have actually said that they're reconsidering the mandate of social workers and also NHS workers to get them vaccinated by April Fool's, which I just think, in some way, shape or form, actually I can't say that because otherwise it comes out wrong. I'm just going to say, I think all of this is a madness. The way this has been handled is a madness. And I have nothing more to say about it. That's all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
Sick.
Because,
music?
No. Because the thing is, sometimes, when I be saying stuff, certain man out here could be dismissive. Certain man don't want to listen. But all I'm saying is...
But that's just not true. I did listen to you. I agree with you. I don't think they
you
should.
You fully said, yeah.
I think they.
Nah,
I didn't want them to
mark, bro.
Listen. Let me finish. I agree with you.
Yeah,
my
stance is,
if that's the rules they're going to put in place, if we're having a discussion and that's what they wanted to do, it's a choice. That's actually amazing. It is a choice, but I don't think they should have done it. That's wild.
Yeah.
You shouldn't enforce. I don't think they should enforce things on people. At the end of the day, I do believe get the vaccine, protect yourself, protect your family, do. We could have that discussion if you don't think it does it, natural meaning and whatnot. Yeah. I don't mind. But I don't think people should be forced to do anything they don't want to do. That's just not going to...
They just had to reconsider because of how much stress they're going to put on NHS.
Well, yeah.
And more importantly, how many doctors are actually coming forward and saying that this is actually something completely different. To what has been told by the government already, by their specialists.
I mean, if you're saying that, you know, we already know the NHS is under an immense amount of pressure, and then you're saying they're going to lose a 13,000 to their workforce.
No, that's only if it's 1%.
Okay, well, even then, that's like, is that even best case scenario? That's like...
Oh, that's the best case scenario.
And then 1%. What the potential for them to even continue to lose more? If it's a higher number, they're fucked.
If you're looking at tens...
It wasn't it wasn't realistic. Unless Boris Johnson plans on getting in the hospital and picking up a nursing degree. Like, even that... Listen, we didn't even discuss that guy. He's a fucking twat. Like...
Wow.
I don't think I've disliked a politician this much.
I think he's hilarious.
I don't like him, but I think he's funny as fuck. How does my man think he was going to get away with that?
You see the video where they asked him where he's been?
Yeah.
He said, "So Boris, where have you been?" And he said, I've been in the country.
I've been in the country.
Like, what do you mean you've been in the country? Like, what kind of question, what kind of answer is that?
Man. Get him out. Keir Starmer's a twat as well. This is the easiest layup to be in opposition. I'm calling for his head. What?
Wow. I don't think anything's gonna change, boy.
Nah, that's the worst thing.
I know. People are turning on him.
Yeah, they're easing the whole lockdown situation because they look at everything, and I think, as I've been saying before, some of the statistics have been skewed. Personal belief, and I think that when you look at the whole industry, when you look at complete different industries. On how much is hurting and how much tax receipts they're getting. In a sense, I can understand why you would want to do that. And of course, with you being under fire, you might as well turn around and say, hey, yo, listen,
Shoops.
Lockdown finish, innit? partial lockdown finish. Yeah, mask and that. If you don't want it, you don't want it.
Man just did it out of the blue.
Yeah. Nah, anything to take the pressure off of himself, isn't it, really? He's a joke, man.
Our country is a shambles. The only thing I'll say on the NHS thing, because I was quite like on the basis of I don't even want to discuss vaccines no more. I will say that logically speaking, if you're gonna be, this is just me with a logic brain, nothing else involved, but let's say if you're gonna work a job where you are 1,000 times more likely to get in contact with someone who has COVID, I think it makes sense to say you need to be vaccinated.
That
statement is, as a blanket statement, I'll die by that, right? The second part of it is, what I will say is that the way the vaccines, the way COVID is looking now, it seems to be on a downward
trajectory,
right? So if we use a bit of common sense and say, okay, look, doesn't seem like there's going to be a new variant, doesn't seem like it's going to get any worse than it is so far, touch wood, we don't know. Then there might be more scope to say, okay, let's not make this mandatory, but let's just try our best to educate people on it. If you're unhappy about it and you don't have a medical reason, if you have a medical reason, I do think that they actually are letting people exempt if you have a legitimate medical reason why you can't take the vaccine. But if it's people who want to be educated on it, then they should educate them. That's all I'll say on it.
So the first point of first contact, but then again, if you listen to what the doctor said, he said just how natural immunity helps itself. Now, there are some individuals who are a lot weaker than others. We're not all the same. We don't all have the same strength.
Some of us are built different.
1,000%. A lot of us, everybody's built different. You can definitely generalize in terms of health, in terms of health groups, in terms of demographic groups. So when you do look at it, it's like, yes, I think everybody should be vaccinated, but as the doctors have come out and said, we don't know what these vaccines can do and how far they can go. That's where,
but sure, that's always
from.
Been the case.
That's where they've come from.
It's always been the case, like, with every type of vaccine.
I mean, you who probably doesn't want to get a vaccine, you'll have a vaccine inside of you. You probably have the measles and mumps one.
You got Hep B, baby,
from when you was a kid.
What them? What's your looking like? Is it that? Because mine looks like a crown.
Crown? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like did it mark. Leave a scar? From,
yeah, did it leave a scar?
I don't think I had one. Mine. I don't think I have a scar from it.
I've seen one. Yeah, it just looks horrible, man. It looks like.
Oh, allowed him.
Yeah, man. It looks like a burnt mark, man. You know, after the scab, after the scab comes off, it just looks like that. Yeah.
Bro.
My one looks like a small, tiny crown. It's beautiful, but yeah.
Respect.
Yeah, I just think play the numbers. That's just me. But I've been a numbers man.
Yeah.
I'm like, if COVID is gonna do me like this, and it'll be 1,000% chance that it will happen, or the vaccine will do me like that, and it will just be, well, I should say pause what I'm saying right now. If the vaccine's going to do me like that, and there's 10% chance it's going to happen, I'm going to take the 10%. That's just me. But I understand everybody thinks about things differently.
At this point, I'm just over COVID, man.
Yes, same on my
just
life.
Get me out of this ghetto.
Get us out of here.
For real.
We
for
starving.
Real, Doug. For real, Doug.
I wanted to discuss the attack on Blackmail podcasts right now.
Yeah, what's going on?
We're getting cooked.
I have no idea.
Someone said, like, oh, do you know, at this point, if I date a man and he has a podcast, I'm going to get him off the podcast. I was like, what are you talking about?
Right. So I give you guys
they
context.
Just like to complain.
They fucking love it.
This one doesn't make, this makes no sense.
Do you know where it's coming from, though?
What?
It's coming from that Fresh and Fit podcast. The one where those two guys,
them,
they're making the block hot for all of us.
No. So okay, I know. Actually, you know what? Continue, because I know exactly who these men are.
Yeah. I don't watch their podcast. I don't know anything. I just saw the clip go viral.
What are they talking about?
Long story short,
bro.
Yeah, go on. Should I explain it, or do you want to explain it?
Yeah, let me explain.
Yeah, go for it. Right, so I don't know too much. On
Fresh and Fit, right? So there's Kevin Samuels. Yeah, whether you like him or not, I think the way he speaks on his content is along the same lines, but let's just say it's plagiarism, and then a whole bunch of waffle and toxic masculinity on Fresh and Fit.
Right.
Right. So I've seen these guys blow up from when they were like maybe 100,000 subscribers to 400,000 subscribers. I've been watching them, so I actually know what they're about. In terms of Kevin Samuels, he's talking about the personal development of actually becoming a better individual as a man. And he's also speaking to women in terms of, who do you really want to be? Do you really want to be this rowdy, or do you want to be this type of woman? Now, that's the foundation of the conversation, right? In terms of Kevin Samuels. But these man, nah, it's funny. Because like at first, if you watch Kevin Samuels, and you're probably going to watch these guys, and you're probably going to be like, yeah, you do agree. And then after a couple videos, it's like, you man are just being very, very repetitive.
Right.
And then from that point, my intuition is like, let me go and research these guys. So what do these guys do? These guys are dating coaches, life coaches that have a podcast, and they basically invite a bunch of women, beautiful women, young women, of course, and they have conversations about concepts about dating, marriage, polygamy, hypergamy, so on and so forth. Now, as I got into the research about both of these men, there's one guy, his name is Fresh Print CEO.
Yikes.
That Fresh guy, Prince. That. Okay, the thing about that guy is that he says that he slept with 1,000 women.
Impressive.
That's gross.
I'm just like, okay, I take that back. That's not impressive. Not back.
I you can't back that. Where do you even have the time?
you need to go to jail.
But he
his STI is going to be off the chart.
He says he slept with 1,000 women, right? But he was once a Christian. This is where you really need to get into it. He was once a Christian. Then he fell in love with one of the ladies in church. Yeah, and he got married. But the lady had a child.
Right.
So after 1 year, he decided to divorce the wife because he said he wasn't getting the attention that he needs. And he followed this lifestyle of Miami rich boys. You want to chill with the big boys.
Okay, I'm following.
Yeah, that sort of lifestyle.
Yeah.
What's my... I've forgotten his name, but his name is Fit. So there's Fresh Print CEO, and then there's Fit.
Okay.
So Fit used to be a federal agent himself, and he decided to leave that high status job and then go and start this podcast talking about women, talking about how...
No way you left that job to do this podcast.
Sir, go get a job back.
That's embarrassing.
He's making six figures.
From the podcast,
yeah.
Fair enough.
So he has become very successful in terms of how much financial, you know...
Yeah, he's gaining a lot.
What's the word? How much finance he's gained, basically, from that. But the advice they're giving is to individuals who might be broken from a relationship, and this is absolutely toxic. So what they're doing is they're talking to OnlyFans women who are getting money from selling feet, pictures of feet, sucking man off, paws, so on and so forth, pushing pee.
At this point, that has to be the next episode.
Like, they're doing the whole lot. So basically, in the context of like their conversation, they do have conversation, but he's almost like, if I'm right, I'm right. But he is 10 times worse. And if you don't agree with him, he'll tell you to get out.
And he's told women on the show to get out.
He's told women to get out. It's not
I've seen a few clips.
Because I've seen him do it with men. It's like, well, can you please leave? With women, it's like, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. You're talking too much. Bitch, get the fuck. He's super different. Right. So now people have actually picked that up and seen that's what's happened. Who's Lil Durk's girl?
I'm not sure.
I wouldn't know. I don't want to say Ivory Doe, but
no,
whatever. It's
some sort of doe.
It's some sort of doe.
It's a doe.
Cash doe.
No, it's not cash doe.
No disrespect to that. No disrespect.
This is gonna annoy me. I'll Google it.
Carry on. She went on there, and then she was disrespected. Well, she came in late. She went on the podcast. She was kind of having a side discussion. So imagine like there's five of us, and then me and some other guy were having a side talk whilst the podcast is still going on. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's going to affect listenership because it's like, hold on, there's two different conversations happening currently at the moment. One person needs to speak, or we all need to speak on that concerning topic.
And then he told her to leave because of that.
He told her to get the fuck out.
There's a way of handling that, though.
Yeah, there's a way of handling it, and he doesn't do it properly.
So the
I'm
two
not
clips
messing
that went
with someone whose boyfriend is Little Durk as well.
So that was clip number
He's
one that went
slide.
That was clip number one that went viral.
Yeah.
Clip number two that went viral was when they were discussing their dating preferences and said that they don't date black women,
and it's fair enough.
Since then, the block has been hot.
Yeah, it's fair enough if you don't date black women, but it's the way they went of it. So it was like, oh, we don't date Knight Riders.
What am I supposed to do with that information? Like, that doesn't make you a better person.
We don't date Knight Riders. We don't go to the dark sky. We don't go to the dark side. But it's like both of them are African. One is Sudanese, but he's like
he looks
Asian.
Like he's mixed or Asian.
Yeah, he looks more Asian than I understand it. And then the other one, he's from
black.
Jamaica. He's black.
That's
and
just,
it's like, you're not making any sense.
That's just an embarrassing stance to have at this point. And it's this day and age, at their age, everyone has their preference. Do what you want to do. And black women consistently say this as well. Like, it's fine. Who you want to like.
Yeah,
but
don't drag us down in the process of doing that. Yeah, what are you doing there? Yeah, read the room. Read the fucking, look at society now. Like, why would you put out a clip like that where how things are right now?
Yeah.
And now we look stupid because of your stupidity.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I don't know why no one said that. Do these people not have people in the room? I'd be like, yo, come on, bro. Is that,
cut the cameras.
Yeah,
but
for real.
Chill on
that.
I've been watching it and then I've just had like that intuition where it's just like, I don't really like these guys and how they're dealing with it. And
clout is a hell of a drug as well, because they kind of know that content's going to go viral.
This is just 100%. The tip of the iceberg. There's a whole bunch of rubbish that they've attempted to do and it's just fallen back on them. So then now, of course, a lot of people are just trying to get them out of it because it's like, well, you guys are stupid. The way you're handling yourselves is actually mad. And the guy called Fresh Prince CEO basically says, oh yeah, we got to move to girls, you know, cold. So basically we'll go out in Miami, we'll go see the finest 10 out of 10s, we'll go say hi to them, and they'll come back to bed with us, this and that, boom, boom, boom. Turns out my man he went and got a girl and he's simping for her. So basically he'll pay her like 500 every single week.
Yikes.
Just to be with her. And it's like,
listen, man,
you're not making any sense, bro.
This guy's tricky.
They've made the block hot for us for no damn reason. We've been podding for 5 years. Yeah. We don't talk about that type of shit on here. And we never disrespect black women, period.
Nope.
So,
and if we ever do talk about women and stuff, I mean, we talk about it from a very balanced point of view.
Absolutely.
We may come off of like, so I might come off and just say, all right, one extreme, but at least we'll try and get to the balance.
There's nuance behind it.
This side and this side. How can we actually talk about it from here? And how can we actually come to a conclusion of where we should move as guys, as young men? But we don't talk about it on a daily basis. Oh, well, every single episode. We don't talk about it.
No,
like
it's
that.
Very rare.
But these men, they've taken that sort of alpha man talk.
I just don't think that can even be your brand anymore.
They've heightened it to a certain point where it just doesn't make sense. And the men that they actually get in who are talking about dating, who are talking about becoming a better man and so on and so forth, they all diss him. Like, they all diss them, not in a subliminal context. So basically they'll say there are certain attributes and certain characters that you should not be putting yourself in. You should not be maneuvering like that. And then they go on the podcast and they just be having normal conversation, but they obviously know that they're not them guys. They're not them.
It's just
that
annoying
life.
Though, bro, because so they have an audience because of it, though.
They have an audience,
saying?
And they're
so
making six figures from that audience.
But who is that audience, though?
You'd be surprised. We know what man them are like.
No,
because
the thing is,
a lot
of those people,
shit.
They're not there. They're not there to actually listen to the content. They're only there to see women get kicked out.
It's just sensationalized, isn't it? Like, there's nothing entertaining about that as well.
There was one episode where basically a lady almost pulled a gun on one of the guys because she was taking a piss. Sorry, they were taking a piss. And that was DJ Academics as well. So,
surprise.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, Axe a Wild Boy.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. And ever since then, the black male podcast coin has been going through the gutter, boy. So listen, we just gotta ride out the storm, lads. We'll be all right soon.
Yeah, no, soon come. Soon
but we
come.
gotta make sure we highlight these things
as stuff we don't agree with.
Yeah, if you're listening to the Fresh and Fit podcast, I beg you just stop listening to them immediately, because it will not benefit you in any way, shape, or form. It may even torment you. Just stop. There's no need. If you want to go and watch them just to laugh at their face. But at the end of the day,
no one's gaining anything from that. That is a joke.
Absolutely.
Don't even get to fuck.
And the worst thing is, it's like, okay, cool, you are at the height of your whole podcast and you're doing successful, congratulations, but where do you go from here?
Mm.
because the courses that they're selling is bogus.
Yeah,
and that's about dating women, how to talk to girls. Yeah, it's mad.
Listen, man, we don't fuck with Fresh and Fit.
And this
a thousand women, you're lying.
It's got to be cap. When people have numbers like that, I'm just like, listen, man, we're all grown,
bro. Yeah, look like, at
just,
his face.
Just be honest with yourself. Nah. It's okay.
What was I gonna say? I mean, you know, they're down bad when Brittany Renner's putting them in their place.
Yeah, I know. And her PR right now ain't looking too great. Yeah, but so if people are sad with her, you know you're in trouble, boy.
That's a fact.
I watched Brittany Renner and Kevin Samuels, and that was a very calm conversation. Of course, they had certain topics where it was a bit different, but it was a very nice conversation to listen to, especially coming it from Brittany Renner's side.
Yeah.
But when these, yeah. Childish, just childish. That's what it is. It's just childish.
Listen, man, if you want to listen to an amazingly balanced and well put together, you know, black male podcast, come to Made in Shefford. You know what I'm saying? You don't want all those people up in your Shabon videos, you know.
Shabon.
Talking Shabon smack.
Shabon.
Come to death row.
Shabon.
It's so funny that Shug did that and just created a whole spiral of events because of that one thing. Like, that's crazy to me.
Shout out to him.
You're gonna say shout out to Shug?
Wow.
The thoughts of it.
I know, it's not, I'm on a ledge of my own on that one. That's insane.
Brazy.
That's not someone you want to be shouting out.
Music, Suggest Jones.
Oh.
What are you thinking?
Pusha T. Right. Pusha T and Babyface Ray. That song recently came out. And we just had a discussion just before Demi came in to start the podcast. We don't know what happened. We don't know what's going on with Pusha T. We just know that he's alive and he's...
Yo, what is he doing?
He's taking care of his child, bro. Leave him alone.
He's taking care of bricks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Pushing bricks.
Landstrip Chip, that's the name, yeah.
Push Dance
with the devil.
Dance with the devil. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Mine is Bin Himmer by Don Valley. I don't really know too much about him, but I came across the song on TikTok, and it's one of the few songs I'd say I came across on TikTok, and the whole song is actually good. So yeah, there you have it.
There you have it.
All right.
Yeah, and said yours.
Oh shit. I might just say Pushing P because it's a lot. It's the name of the episode.
It's already been in.
Pushing. Oh, is it? Yeah. What's the other song that I like on that album?
Pushing P.
Living Wild. He talks about his liver situation.
He had a liver situation.
Yeah, I think he went to hospital.
Okay, I'll take that song in properly. I think
it's probably one of his more introspective songs. I know his music is a bit.
Yeah,
it doesn't lend towards to get into it. But yeah, Living Wild is a really good song.
All right, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Main Shefford Podcast episode 123. We don't fuck with the Fresh and Fit podcast, just to be clear.
No, we don't.
What are the other take homes?
Well, hold on. We just don't like what they talk about and how they conduct it. That's all it is. I mean, if they do invite us, then hey, we're willing to come and have discussion and really debate about certain things.
Put him in a spliff.
Definitely what he said. That part.
Gets to know.
That part.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
All right, for real.
Until next time.
We
out, baby.